Hi, I'm Brendan, and I am 6 years old, and you are listening to the Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Brendan, and good morning, kids commuters. It's day three of Boom Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our booming Quizlet later in the show. Have you ever heard the term dropping anvils, or subtle as an anvil? That's a joke about something being really loud and really obvious. Anvils are iron blocks that blacksmiths would use to make metal things, like shovels. You have to bang on the metal, and the sound is very loud, like this. Today, we're going to hear a wonderful, fun, booming piece of music called the Anvil Chorus. It's from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore, which means the troubadour, a singing poet. Verdi was an Italian composer born near the town of Busseto in 1813, which, by the by, is the same year as the birth of yesterday's composer, Richard Wagner. So during this Anvil Chorus, what's everybody singing about? Well, it's called the Anvil Chorus because it's sung by a bunch of blacksmiths, and they are receiving their morning wine from a lady who brings it to them. They refer to that lady as the Zingarella, which means a gypsy lady. And the lyrics say, "Who turns the gypsy's day from gloom to brightest sunshine? His lovely gypsy maid." And of course, they love her because she's bringing them lots of delicious wine in the morning. Now, obviously, a lot has changed in 600 years. Anvils have mostly been swapped out for factories. The term gypsy has been replaced with the far more respectful Roma. And drinking wine at work is a big no-no. This booming performance of the Anvil Chorus is by the German Opera Orchestra, conducted by Giuseppe Sinopoli. That was the Anvil Chorus from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Il Trovatore. Okay, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet for the week. All week, we'll ask you this question. If you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. The question is, which of the planets in our solar system is called the Red Planet? And we've had a hint. It's the fourth planet from our sun. Here's another hint. This planet has two moons, Phobos and Deimos. Which planet is it? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.